The phenomenal world seemed to be marked by oppositions. Birth, death, coming, going, being, non-being, one, many, defilement, purity, and so on. When we are able to look deeply into the nature of phenomena, we see beyond such notions as these. The three seals of Buddhist teaching are impermanence, no self, and nirvana. Impermanence and no self belong to the phenomenological world. Because the reality of phenomena is impermanence and no self, we see birth, death, coming, going, enduring, ceasing, same, different, defiled, or pure. But Buddhism does more than reveal the phenomenal aspect of reality. It puts us in touch with the true nature of phenomena. That true nature is nirvana. Nirvana cannot be described by means of concepts like birth, death, coming, going, being, non-being. Nirvana means bringing to silence all notions and words. It also means the absence of afflictions like desire, hatred, and ignorance. Once we realize the nature of reality, we can overcome all fear, anxiety, and craving, because the marks of birth, death, coming, going, being, and non-being are seen to be illusions when we have deep understanding. In the Udana, Buddha speaks of nirvana in the following way. Monks, there is a place which is not the place of earth, water, air, or fire, limitless space or limitless consciousness, limitless non-materiality, perceptions or no perceptions, this world or that world. I do not say that there is coming and going, or not coming and going, or being born and dying in this place. In this place there is neither coming into existence or passing away, and it does not need to rely on something else. It is the ending of all suffering. It is nirvana. Monks, there is something which is not born, which is not conditioned, which does not become, is not made, is not composite. Supposing that this non-born, non-conditioned, not become, not made, not compounded were not there, how could there be a place for the born, the conditioned, the become, the made, the compounded to return to? Suppose that while listening to the Buddha speaking like this, we are caught in the words, "There is a place." Then we shall not be able to understand him, because the reality of nirvana goes beyond all ideas of is or is not, one or many, place and no place, this and that. Let us be very careful not to be caught in words and ideas, because the Buddha has also taught that it is impossible to say anything about the true nature of nirvana. This exercise uses the image of a wave and the water as a metaphor for nirvana. The wave is birth and death. The water is nirvana. The wave is born and dies, rises and falls, is high and is low, comes to be and passes away, is many and is one. This is not true of the water in the wave. We should remember that this is only a metaphor. In our common perception, water still belongs to the phenomenal world, like clouds, vapor, ice, and snow. Because we are able to look deeply at the phenomenal world, we are able to discover its birthless and deathless nature, and to enter the world of suchness. In Buddhist studies, we talk about the process of going from the mark to the nature, from the sign to the essence. A bodhisattva is able to see the nature of all that is, and therefore has no more fear of craving. Thus they can ride on the waves of birth and death, and smile to the waves as they are born and die.